Iraq was due to hold a census of its population yesterday, the first since 1987, but the headcount was canceled, largely due to a conflict over the status of the northern city of Kirkuk. As you probably know, northern Iraq has vast reserves of oil, and it's controlled by the Arab-dominated central government in Baghdad. But Kirkuk and its surrounding lands are also claimed by the autonomous Kurdish government. Under the Iraqi constitution, a referendum should be held to determine the status of Kirkuk. But as the BBC's Gabrielle Gatehouse reports, there are rising tensions between the city's Kurdish and Arab communities.
Away from the multi-ethnic babble of the market, from the vantage point of Kirkuk's ancient citadel high up above the town, the cries from the city's competing mosques mingle into a single unified din. But look beyond the domes and the minarets receding into the distance, and you can see giant flares shooting up from the oil wells on the outskirts of Kirkuk. And that, really, is what this demographic battle is all about.
At the end of September, some Kurds knocked on my door and asked for our documents.
That's Mustafa, a young father who runs an electrical goods shop in this predominantly Arab part of town. It's a poor neighbourhood with rubbish strewn all over the streets, but there are kids here too, playing table football outside in a covered alleyway. Mustafa came from Baghdad in 2006 during the sectarian killing. He found refuge here in Kirkuk, but now he says he's being pushed out.
They said, you have to leave in 24 hours. There were six of them, armed with pistols.
In the 1980s and 90s in Kirkuk, Saddam Hussein pursued a deliberate policy of Arabization, expelling Kurds from the area while persuading Arabs to move in. Now the balance of power is shifting in the opposite direction, and the Kurds are in the ascendancy over the Arabs and their Turkmen allies. At his home, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Al-Asi, a local Arab tribal leader, showed us threatening letters that he said had been distributed in Arab areas. Get out or else, they say.
They humiliate us. We have lost our rights. All of this has contributed to increasing hatred among our people, and everyone is out for revenge. This is where the danger lies.
The local Kurdish authorities deny any knowledge of or involvement in this kind of intimidation. Indeed, says Ahmed Askari, a local Kurdish politician, it's the Kurds of this city who continue to face an influx of Iraqi Arabs.
These Arabs coming from the south and the middle of Iraq is coming to Kirkuk in order to displace people, and they want to migrate in Kirkuk. This one is another type of Arabization.
On a building site, inside what used to be a Saddam-era army barracks, now it's an enclave full of new Kurdish homes, and the newest is going up here, and it's being built by Rojgar. Rojgar's family was ordered out of Kirkuk by the Saddam regime when he was just 10 years old.
This is my hometown. It's my father's and my grandfather's hometown. I had to come back.
Roger, thank you. Green 2 Green, Redcon 1, 2 PM, ready to roll over.
The American military presence in Kirkuk is much more strongly felt than elsewhere. You can still see their armoured Humvees patrolling the streets. And here where we are now, at a checkpoint on the outskirts of town, they and the Iraqis jointly are searching vehicles, looking for explosives and insurgents.
Kirkuk being the melting pot of Iraq, there's the propensity for tensions.
Colonel Joe Holland is the commanding officer here.
And as a result of the propensity for those tensions, we're out a little bit more visible. We're here to essentially help them get through all of that over the next period of time until we complete the mission.
That mission is due to end in a year's time, and the question is, what happens then? There's billions of dollars worth of oil money at stake here, and the fear is that it's only the American presence that's stopping the Kurds and the Arabs from solving their differences at the point of a gun.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting from Kirkuk.